Vincent Hotel is for sale, and HSL Properties is purchasing the hotel in the Country Club. And they, HSL is properties is interested in selling the Country Club to the town of Oro Valley. The town has the opportunity to purchase an existing facility for the purpose of a community and recreation center. The purchase price is well below market value and fractions of replacement value. So we'll go in greater detail on what the actual property entails, but the town would operate a portion of the facility, and then there are current negotiations going on with HSL Properties with Troon Management, and Troon would operate the golf facilities, the food and beverage, and some of the tennis facilities. So the town of Oro Valley would operate and manage, even though we would own the entire Country Club property, we would manage with our own staff the fitness element, which over time we will convert not only to a fitness, but the community and recreation center. So part of the opportunity is to acquire what has historically been a Country Club environment and turn that into a community asset, which entails golf facilities, tennis facilities, fitness, and community meeting space, restaurants, and so on and so forth. One of the important characteristics is why are we even considering such a project as this? And through the Naranja Master Plan update that is currently ongoing, and some initial surveys were handled this summer, here's a result and a response, 51% being very important and 34% somewhat important, to the question of importance of constructing a multi-use community centers and facilities for indoor recreation fitness programs. So we really feel this project addresses the needs that we've heard from the community. An order of importance that we heard from the community for rooms, aerobics, yoga and similar classes, and also indoor courts, which you can see there, and also meeting rooms, classrooms, and more community use space. And for a number of years, we've also heard the need for a gathering place, a community center where people could come together and exchange ideas. We talk about diversity within the communities, specifically in the demographics and the age range. So we have younger individuals, youth in our community, and also the other end of the spectrum coming together in one facility to interact. And so that's what we anticipate. Anytime you have acquisition of a facility like this, it's been in transition in its current ownership for a number of years. It's trying to sell and not sell and potential purchaser. So we refer to it as a distressed property. So anytime you have a facility such as that, we have a bargain purchase price, but we recognize that there are going to be significant capital improvements that need to be made to the facility. And so throughout our presentation, we can address those, and also some ongoing operational and maintenance costs that we are very well prepared for. We've done extensive inspections in our due diligence process to really understand the asset, understand the facilities, in order to predict and budget for the improvements that would be necessary.